Time for World Sport from the BBC. Hello, this is Aaron Armstrong coming up.
It was just fantastic to share this again with the crowd, and as they gave me one more time a great support.
Justine Henin makes a winning return to the French Open, but last year's beaten finalist is out. We assess how the troubles in Jamaica are affecting sport there, and Steve McManaman gives his backing to Rafa Benitez at Liverpool. First to Paris, where the women's runner-up from the last 2 years, Dinara Safina, is out of the French Open Tennis Championships after losing to the Japanese veteran Kimiko Date-Krum. But the favourites on both sides of the draw, Rafael Nadal and Justine Henin, are safely through. With more on that and the rest of the action on day three, here's Alistair Egan.
15 years ago, Kimiko Date-Krum made the semi-finals of the French Open. A year later, she retired. 12 years on, she returned to the tour, and she's accounted for one of the chief contenders. Dinara Safina was the hottest of favourites at the start and took the first set with some ease. Date-Krum had to call for the trainer for a calf teenager, Jenny Mina, for the loss of only 6 games. And Leighton Hewitt is also into the second round after victory over Jeremy Shardy.
So as you heard, the 6th seed Andy Roddick booked his place in the French Open second round with a grueling 5-set win over Finland's Jaakko Niemelän, and Roddick was quick to pay tribute to his opponent.
He's been 13 in the world, so obviously I've seen him play a bunch. We played here in juniors, I think, actually, 11 years ago, and that didn't go so well. But yeah, he does a great job because he makes up for his weaknesses. Obviously, his second serve is probably his weakest part, but if you take a crack at it down the middle, he's so good through the middle of the court, just redirecting the ball. So I was getting a little frustrated with that, but he's tough.
There were no such problems for the 4-time champion Justine Henin, the Belgian playing for the first time at Roland Garros since retiring in 2008, says it's great to be back on a court where she's clearly very popular.
It was just fantastic to share this again with the crowd, and as they gave me one more time a great support. So it was very good to be back, and it was an honor for me to be scheduled on the center court. It was very nice from the organization also.
West Indies cricket officials may be forced to relocate the final one-day international and the first test against South Africa due to the ongoing violence in the Jamaican capital of Kingston, which prompted the government to declare a state of emergency on Sunday. A decision is expected shortly, but Dania Bogle of the Jamaica Observer says it seems inevitable the matches will be played elsewhere.
A short while ago, I spoke with the president of the Jamaica Cricket Association, Paul Campbell, and he told me that he was supposed to have a teleconference with the ICC security, as well as members of the West Indies Cricket Board, as to the situation and the decision about the fifth one-day in Jamaica on the 3rd of June. But his words, and I'll quote, "It's not looking good." So it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. The one-day match, a test match, the 10th to the 14th, or a two-day warm-up, it doesn't look like it's going to go ahead.
Okay, and how's the current situation affecting other sports in Jamaica?
Well, I know that several events, sporting events, which would have had to take place this week have been put off. Matches, for instance, in the local netball competitions have been postponed indefinitely. The playoffs for the Premier League was also supposed to have taken
under Shahid Afridi will captain Pakistan in next month's Asia Cup and Test Series against Australia and England. He's the third captain in 15 months following Yunus Khan and Mohammed Yusuf, who were both indefinitely suspended due to infighting on the tour of Australia. Yusuf has since retired. Afridi hasn't played a test match in 4 years, and his elevation to the captaincy comes less than 5 months after being banned for ball tampering, also on the tour of Australia. The opening match of the two test series between England and Bangladesh gets underway on Thursday at Lord's. Andrew Strauss returns to captain the home side, having opted to miss the tour of Bangladesh last winter to take a break from the game. Paul Collingwood and Stuart Broad, though, have both been rested for the Lord's match, which is good news according to the Bangladesh batsman Jarahul Islam.
It's good for us because Collingwood is the best mid-order batsman for England, and he's the key player of England, and Broad is the best test bowler for England at the moment, so it will be good for us.
Why do you rate Collingwood so highly as a batsman?
Because his temperament, you know. He's very, very consistent all over the world, every format of the cricket, so he's a very experienced guy of England team, so it's good for us. If he play, then it might be, you know, it's take too long to get him out.
Formula One will return to the United States in 2012 on a new purpose-built circuit in Austin, Texas. Under the agreement, the state's capital city will host the U.S. Grand Prix until 2021. American football next, and the NFL have awarded the 2014 Super Bowl to New Jersey's new Meadowlands Stadium, which is the shared home of both New York teams, the Giants and the Jets. The joint bid was selected ahead of others from South Florida and Tampa Bay, and will become the first time the Super Bowl has been played outdoors in a colder climate. Some football news next. The former Liverpool and Real Madrid midfielder Steve McManaman has voiced his support for manager Rafa Benitez as the uncertainty at Anfield continues. Liverpool endured a miserable season, finishing seventh in the Premier League, and speculation over the Spaniard's future, along with key players Steven Gerrard and Fernando Torres, continues to be rife. McManaman has sympathy with his former club, but thinks it would be wrong to change the manager.
It's a pity. Doesn't seem to be any... It doesn't seem to be getting any nearer the end as well. I mean, I don't know how much the club are up for sale, but they're seemingly being, you know, more, they're in more and more debt, and, you know, it's getting less attractive proposition to buy, you know. Someone's going to have to come in with a huge amount of money to buy the team, cure the debt, and build a new stadium, which they need. So, again, it's a watch this space. You just hope it's rectified as soon as possible, but it doesn't look like that at the moment.
In your opinion, is Rafa Benitez the best person to carry on with the project?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't see the point of changing manager just for changing managers, you know, and then what happens? He needs to bring in all his own players, and he might have a relationship with other players, i.e. the Spanish lads. So you just want a little bit of continuity. They were so close last year, but this year's been a big disappointment. I think all the players know that.
The co-owners of the English Premier League club West Ham United have confirmed they have increased their stake in the club from 50% to 60%. David Gold and David Sullivan, who previously owned Birmingham, bought the Hammers from the financially stricken Icelandic group CB Holdings in January. And their chief executive, Karen Brady's, reiterated that their England midfielder, Scott Parker, won't be leaving the club. Aston Villa have been linked with a move for Parker if, as expected, James Milner leaves in the summer, but Brady insists the player is crucial to their future success.
David Sullivan has given his word that Scott Parker will not be sold, and I think that's absolutely what we wish to deliver to the supporters, that he's not going to be sold. So I think Aston Villa should reconsider making any approach, because the worst thing is that it's very unsettling for the player, very unsettling for the club. He's the player of the year, and he's very important to us in building a better team to take West Ham into a better future.
The Europa League champions Atletico Madrid have announced that Quique Sanchez Flores has renewed his contract as coach for one more season. Flores, who previously coached Valencia, and Getafe, as well as the Portuguese club Benfica, took over from Abel Resino in October 2009. The club have also confirmed they've signed the Arsenal midfielder Fran Morita on a free transfer for 4 years. And Walter Smith signed a new one-year deal to remain as manager of the Scottish Premier League champions Rangers, before being replaced by Ali McCoist. Our top story again, the women's runner-up from the last 2 years, Dinara Safina, is out of the French Open Tennis Championships, losing to the Japanese veteran Kimiko Date.